This is Inside Vancouver Opera. My name is Ashley Danielfoot. We are talking today about the summer. Yes, indeed. The summer in December, we are looking ahead to Opera Sparks Artist Development Workshop. This is a new initiative from Vancouver Opera that really allows young and pre-professional artists to dig into their practice. And I spoke with Robin Dreger-Klassen and Tina Chang about this exciting new opportunity.
We are calling this the Opera Sparks Artist Development Workshop. And our tagline is Ignite Something New. We're going to, for now, accept what we think will be 10 people, 8 singers, and hopefully 2 pianists. We are not necessarily going to treat this like any other summer program. There will be no opera production. There will be no big, giant, fancy performance in gowns or anything like that. This is a week where we will be exploring the big questions of opera. Things like, why am I doing this? I've chosen these arias. Why did I choose them? Is it just because they fit my voice really well? Or am I choosing them because they mean something to me? And what is it that they mean to me? And we really want to look at some of the libretto, some of the word choices that have been placed on this music, and asking ourselves, is this something I really want to say in the 21st century? And how we can deal with that. We want to dig really far into the orchestral score. You know, oftentimes I find that my students, they kind of know what it sounds like with piano, but they've never looked at an orchestral score, and they don't know, like, well, why is there an oboe playing with me right now? Like, what is that sound? And what does that mean for me dramatically? And what would the composer think? And then what do I think that means? Yeah, we just really want to spend a week with people who are ready to think about really big things. And then we want to give them a place to experiment with all of their ideas, and there are no dumb ideas. We're just gonna find people who are really brave and who want to just lay it all out there and try everything.
I'm gonna jump in for the pianist, because it's a very different role as a pianist slash coach slash repetiteur in how they think about all these things in terms of supporting the singer, supporting the musical ideas that are in the room. A lot of people think that pianists are just there to accompany singers. It's a bit of a loaded word. I think sometimes the pianist does play the role of accompanist based on what the music is. But more often than not, the pianists, especially reading reductions, have to think very orchestrally, have to think about why is there that oboe that's doubling the voice? And why did the composers choose these colors to make the statement that's in the text? Or if it's not in the text, is it somewhere else? What does that mean? So the repetitor, I think, has to think about all these things that the singers are also thinking in their studies. And when they start working with the singers themselves, they have to actually have thought about at least 5-10 different ways of why this instrumentation is the way it is. So all those things are, I think, what I would like our next generation of pianists to really think about, other than just playing the notes and just playing in a supportive way to accompany the singers. I hope we go into this workshop asking the hard questions of why these choices are made, but also in a way providing space to explore ideas that are maybe offensive to us.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Things that we don't even consider because we haven't either not thought about it or, you know, a lot of problems with opera now that we're dealing with in this exciting time is that racism, sexism, a whole host of other ideology have changed over the course of the hundreds of years. Mm. But these opera masterpieces have survived. Now, some of those subject matter is no longer acceptable to our current culture. And I would think in 50, 100 years from now, the contemporary music that we're getting composed right now won't be acceptable then. How do we deal with problematic social constructs?
Right.
Well, and one of the big things that we always run up against in classical music is that people are always saying, well, when I see you in an audition and I hear you singing the same five arias that everyone else sings, I want to see it as like totally you. I want you to see you put your stamp on it. Well, so then you think, okay, I'll put my own stamp on it. And then you do it. And then they're like, well, no, that's not correct. Okay, so we have parameters we have to stick to. This is the key. These are the notes. These are the words. This is the tempo. Whatever the composer and librettist have put on the page, those are kind of the parameters. Well, then what do we do with that to actually make it something new? Because the fact is, this music's been done hundreds, thousands, millions of times. And we do want it to be our own. We do want to make it something that is really personal. But how do we do that? So what we really want to explore during this week is really how to do that. What is this? And I honestly don't have the answers. We don't know what those are. So this is a really great exploratory week for us as well. And we just hope to guide it. And I would like to call it an inclusive space where we can all listen to each other's ideas, parse them out, think them through, try to find, like really kind of poke at them and try to figure out what it is we're trying to say here. And hopefully what that will do is just give people, as they go through the rest of the summer and into the fall, is a sense of confidence in the music they're performing and in who they are.
What do singers, maybe emerging professional singers, do usually in the summer? What are the options?
Most emerging singers are feeling a little desperate because they don't know what to do with themselves, especially if they're in a university program right now and everything kind of slows down and they're like, well, now what do I do? I need to keep training over these 3-4 months and my teacher is not teaching and what do I do? So most young artists try to find a place where they can study for the summer. A lot of programs happen in Europe. A lot of programs happen in the U.S., and they are hard to get into. They require auditions. Usually you have to be really thinking about your audition in September.
Really?
For the following summer. So usually by the end of August, you're thinking, okay, so what are going to be my, you know, audition repertoire? What are my arias? How am I going to plan this? And then you make your videos and you send out all your audition stuff. And then you hope that you get into something. And then if you do get into something, you better hope you have money to pay for it.
Oh,
so that's one of the biggest things, is that it's costly. You usually end up paying a tuition fee for the program, unless you're one of the very lucky few who can get a scholarship. And then you have to pay for your travel to get there. So if you're going to Vienna or something, you know, especially in the summer,
yeah,
those flights are very expensive. And then you have to find a place to stay. And sometimes you're also have to cover your food, and it's very, very costly. What we're really finding is that it's hard to even stay in Canada. U.S. dollar is worth a lot more than ours, and so is the euro. So it's, you know, you see a number and you think, oh, that's not so bad, and then you look at it in Canadian dollars, you think, oh, that's a lot. there are some really, really great programs in Canada, but there are not enough, and our country is so enormous that there's, you know, for someone on the West Coast to travel to the East Coast, that it costs so much money that you might as well go to Vienna. This is kind of the same price. So we really have found that there is not much for young artists who are really like looking to hone their skills on the West Coast in Canada, even just in the West in general.
So what are the next steps if a singer is interested or a pianist wants to collaborate?
Well, they can go to the Vancouver Opera website.
Yep.
And through that, you can find the Opera Sparks Artist Development Workshop link, and it will take you to our little rundown of everything that we're doing. And you can fill out an application form, or you can answer the questions through a video format if typing and writing are not your thing. We'll ask for a video recording of a couple of arias and a couple of pieces, piano. Yeah. I'm not sure what we've decided for that. Playing through some...
Play and sing some scenes, I think. They're all very standard. They will appear in every repertoire audition or coach repertoire audition. So it's nothing super crazy. Yeah, we want to see what your personality is in these videos.
And then after that, we will sort through them. And the program runs in July from July 2 to 6 in Vancouver at the Vancouver Opera rehearsal space. Yeah. Right here.
And it's going to be a week of exploration and discovery, and you'll be leading it, and there'll be guests which are still to be announced, and a chance for discussion and exploration. It's something we're very excited about to partner with both of you on, and I really hope that folks who are interested will dig into this further. So who can actually apply for this? Is there any limits?
There is no age limit. Anybody in this business knows that the cutoff date is 30 for some reason. We do not want to do that.
No.
Because often, like, I don't know about you all, but it was after I was 30 that the ideas actually really started flowing. And yeah. I started to know who I was and what I wanted to explore and ask. And because before that, I didn't know what I wanted. I just didn't know who I was and I didn't know what questions to ask. So that's why there is no age limit on this. We really encourage people, even who are really established as artists, to think about coming, because we might be able to unlock some really interesting ideas.
You can find out more about Opera Sparks Artist Development Workshop on our website at vancouveropera.ca. Maybe share this interview with any of the singers or pianists in your life who you think would benefit from a week of deep exploration and education about their practice. As always, thanks to our producer, Mac McGilvery. Head to vancouveropera.ca for more information on Opera Sparks and to get tickets to our next operas. And I'll see you at the opera.